a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, we are cruising right into the Chief Travel Leader conversation on this April 6th. And as I say that, Ken Muscat with Scenic Cruises and Emerald Cruises is about to join us on that Patriot Mobile Show hotline. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by another new show partner, AMAC.us/Gary.
When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who are unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits and so much more.
AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, restaurants. There's so much, as Mary just said. There's so much more there. You'll also have access to AMAC's celebrated Social Security Advisory Services. They can help you with all types of insurance, retirement needs, and a lot more. As a show fan, you can get a special four-year membership for just $30. 1 year is $16. So visit amac.us/carry to join, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, this week began our new alliance with Scenic Cruises and Emerald Cruises, and what better way to kick things off than to give you a chance to hear from their leader? Ken Muscat's career has spanned nearly 30 years in the cruise sector of travel. He's held executive roles with several large cruise operators, and he took the top job with Scenic Group back in December of 2022. Off to Miami we go on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Ken now for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
All right, well, here we go, Mary. Ken, congratulations on this new alliance with America's number one travel radio show. Say hello to the nation and the million or so fans we have tuned in across the USA on our 575-plus stations.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. Super excited about the partnership with you all, and it's great to get in front of all of these millions of listeners, and happy to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. We look forward to future conversations as well. So this first question is going to be an easy one. It'll help provide some background for our listeners. You know, as I'm sure you've heard, you know, we are big supporters of the cruise sector of travel. Certainly the CDC found that out in a very vocal way during the pandemic. It's a competitive space with many different operators trying to earn people's travel dollars. So I'd like you to share with everyone tuned in a brief overview of Scenic Cruises and the level of luxury offered, as well as Emerald Cruises, since the company's core dates back nearly 40 years.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Scenic Group is comprised of two different brands. So we've got Scenic Luxury Cruises and Tours, and we've got Emerald Cruises, like you mentioned. Both brands offer river cruises in Europe and Southeast Asia, and both brands also have very unique ocean yachts and expedition products to offer our guests, which is really, really incredible. So when you're thinking about both brands, you know, the family of both Scenic and Emerald is a great portfolio, because the Emerald brand, whether it's river or whether it's our ocean yachts, is a little bit more affordable. It's nearly all-inclusive. It is more active, adventure. Some of it is around, you know, a little bit more around the cultural aspects of things, especially with our river cruises. And we've got great opportunities on board our ships with spas and activities. The Emerald brand river ships have a pool at the back of the ship that the floor rises up, and it becomes a great movie theater space at night. So really, really great for a slightly younger demographic, active personnel, people that are used to doing seven-night cruises and really enjoying that kind of vacation experience. The Scenic brand also has river ships. They are more luxury. We call them ultra luxury, all inclusive 100%. And they are a little bit slower, a little bit longer in the itineraries to really allow our guests to immerse themselves in the culture and really get into the heart of the city where we go. And then, of course, Scenic brand has two yachts, the Scenic Eclipse 1 and Scenic Eclipse 2, that are really designed for expedition, polar regions, but they also sail all over the Med, the Caribbean, and various other places around the world. So they're truly global. So when you think about the two brands, Emerald, again, is a little bit more affordable, active. Scenic is ultra-luxury, all-inclusive, a little bit longer and immersive and cultural. And then, of course, on the riverside and on the ocean side, the products are just incredible, visiting some of the best destinations around the world that only small ships can get into.
Well, you did a great job explaining all of that for everybody. Lots of opportunities and lots of diversity within the brands. Ken, I mentioned in your setup that you've enjoyed a career in the cruise sector of travel for around 30 years now. You've held executive positions with some of the top companies in the industry. I'm really curious to hear, what are some things that you've come to appreciate in how the cruise industry is continuing to evolve, and it's absolutely growing? And are there things that you think the industry is doing better today than they were years ago?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it is the best industry in the world to work in and to experience. I've been in the industry, like you said, for nearly 30 years now, which I can't believe. And since I joined in the early 90s, it has just completely grown and evolved and become more innovative and become more appealing to a wider market of people that are out there. So, you know, as you mentioned, I worked for 18 years with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. I was with MSC Cruises for 7 years. I worked abroad in China with a joint venture brand that I was the CEO of for a couple of years. And now I'm in the ultra luxury space with Scenic Group, with Scenic and Emerald Cruises. So I've seen the big public companies, the private companies, the big mass market ships in a more ultra luxury experience like I'm doing now. And it really has gotten to the point where the cruise industry has not become a commodity. Every brand has really maintained, what do they stand for? Who do they appeal to? What makes them unique and different? And it has opened it up to such a broader audience, because now you've got people that really just want a 3 or 4 day quick getaway from, you know, Miami to the Bahamas, that's super affordable on one of these big ships that have great amenities for everybody to enjoy, very family focused, multi-generational. And then you've got some things that we offer, for example, where we go to Antarctica for $25,000, $30,000 per person, bucket list, ultra luxury, once in a lifetime kind of experience on a beautiful small yacht that only holds 200 people with 200 crew. So a guest to crew ratio 1-to-1, mm-hmm. Amazing service, amazing experience. And then you've got everything in between. Well, so whether it's small ships, mass market contemporary ships, luxury vessels, river ships, there really is something for everyone, which is what I think has become so incredible about the industry, because still a big part of the U.S. population has never taken a cruise. Mm-hmm. And here we are developing new ships, new itineraries, new global options.
But that is changing.
To everybody.
I mean, yeah. I can tell you just based on our audience, the people that we hear from, and the fact that we've talked about cruises, we've done broadcasts from cruise ships, we're headed out to do one, and, you know, in the next couple of weeks we're going to be on a ship. That's changed a lot, because there, as you just said, there's a cruise for everybody at this point, regardless of what your interests are. If you want the active cruise, for example, we just talked about Emerald Active, you have with the Emerald brand. You have the luxury, the level of luxury that you have with Scenic is just over the top, right? I mean, it is truly in a class of its own. That's an aspect that we certainly like. But one of I'm sure right now, you know, we've got people listening in Denver and Seattle, Pittsburgh and Atlanta, Anchorage, you know, San Francisco, Boston, D.C., Honolulu, or wherever, all these different places. I'm sure that they've heard of Scenic or Emerald, too. You know, we have a pretty sophisticated audience, but they may not know exactly the nuance of the offerings, the exact range of both brands. So what I do want you to dial into, if you can, you know, when you talk about Scenic, for example, you're featuring butlers. You know, you have Vitality yep. pools. These are small, intimate ships for folks, but they're big spaces. Explain that for us.
Yeah, it really is very unique, especially when you're thinking about the Scenic ocean yachts. Scenic Eclipse and Scenic Eclipse 2, which are brand new, by the way. Scenic Eclipse came out in 2019, and Scenic Eclipse 2 came out in 2023. And these ships, you know, to your point, they're smaller luxury ocean yachts that visit the polar regions and other places around the globe, but they only hold 228 guests. In the polar regions, they only hold 200 guests. They have up to 10 different dining options, a full spa and gym, beautiful water sport activities and shore excursions. So when you're thinking about these small ships, sometimes people think, oh, it's either, you know, expedition, hardcore, rough, mm-hmm. and not luxury, or they think, oh, a small ship that doesn't have the amenities that I want. But in reality, it's the opposite. Like I mentioned, up to 10 different dining venues, some of the best culinary experiences on Scenic Eclipse and Scenic Eclipse 2 I've ever seen. And then you've got, you know, the spa, the shore excursions, the gym, the outdoor space, the sun space. You've got huge, huge stateroom sizes for a ship this size. Big high ceilings and open windows. So it really feels like a like a bigger cruise ship, but yet you're on a smaller ship that gets into destinations that big ships cannot get into. So that, I think, is one of the biggest uniqueness of those ships, for sure.
Really, and this I just need about a 10-second answer on, because then I'm going to have to hold you over. We have a few more things we want to get to. Demand for river cruising, though, this year, are you seeing it really high?
Tremendous. Yeah. It's absolutely tremendous, and the river cruise market and demand keeps growing year after year.
Yeah, and it's such a different way to go travel. Ken, as I said, we're going to come up on a hard break, so I'm going to ask you to stay right where you are for another segment. We're going to continue when we return. Folks, well, listen, we have a lot to do today. Really just getting started on this April 6th live broadcast. 80% of the program is still coming your way. Our Chief Travel Leader Conversation with Scenic Group's Ken Muscat continues after the break. The Destination Spotlight, NCF, Personal Connection are all still ahead over these next 90 minutes. Stay with us. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, as we get back to it, everyone, and continue with this Chief Travel Leader conversation for the C Block, we are sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with nearly 170 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So wherever travel takes you, you'll find more info and specials at HiltonGrandVacations.com or connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. As we continue today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, Scenic Group leader Ken Muscat is joining us from their South Florida headquarters. Ken, thanks for staying with us. So a recurring question that we receive from show fans who email us or send us direct messages on social media, and this comes up fairly often, actually, which is why I really want to get your opinion on this, is whether they should book their cruise travels or even just travels in general with travel agents. And then that's typically followed by how to find a good one. Is booking with an OTA okay, or should they book directly? Robert and I are all for booking with travel advisors. I think it gives you someone to interact with, and yeah, they can really help customize, you know, particularly in cruising, what cruise is right for you and really personalize it. We also like booking directly, especially if you have a loyalty status or a long history with the brand. I'd love to know your position on that and how much you're seeing of Scenic and Emerald's business coming through travel advisors.
Or if it's booked directly.
Or direct bookings, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think the nice thing about this is, just like we were talking earlier, that there's a cruise for everybody, there's a way of booking for everybody. And the idea for the whole industry is to give the customer the choice of what they're most comfortable with. I'm a huge fan of booking through travel advisors. We spend a tremendous amount of time and money educating travel advisors, supporting travel advisors, and making sure that they can represent our brands the best way possible. Travel advisors obviously have the ability to really work with you and say, what is your budget? What are you looking for? How long can you get away? Where do you want to go? And really help take this giant industry with a lot of choices and a lot of competition and narrow it down for what's best for you. Because, of course, a travel advisor is going to want you to be able to come back and refer and be happy. So I'm a huge fan of booking through travel advisors. With that said, we also have excellent websites. Working through OTAs is a great way to go. We still do about 75% of our business through travel advisors, so it's a tremendous part of our business. Yeah. And we see that continuing to grow with the awareness of our brands in this market in the U.S., and the fact that more and more travel advisors are spending time getting to know us and work with us.
So yeah, that's a big number.
I think the choices are out there for whatever you're looking for.
So we'll get a little personal with you. Mary and I like to do that in these Chief Travel Leader conversations. You know, you mentioned earlier, and Mary did as well in your setup, you know, you have held various executive positions with Royal Caribbean and MSC Cruises. You spent time there with SkySea in China. But now, you know, here you are with Scenic Group. You're responsible for Scenic Cruises and Emerald Cruise brands in the U.S. Had you cruised a lot growing up? I mean, what attracted you to the cruise sector of travel?
You know, I didn't cruise a lot growing up. I think maybe I went on one cruise when I was around 16 with the family, but I kind of just fell into it by mistake. I was born and raised in Miami. I went away to school in Connecticut for college, And then when I came back to Miami, I said, you know, I want to touch base with all the big companies that are headquartered here. And so I sent my resume and, you know, put out some connections to Royal Caribbean and Carnival, but also some ad agencies, PR agencies, Ryder, Burger King. I was all over the place. And lucky for me, Royal Caribbean came and offered me a great, you know, entry level role, which was probably one of my favorite roles because I was responsible for working in the entertainment department and putting together audition tours for the singers and dancers that performed on board, which I know nothing about, but it was a fun, exciting role. And that's how I got into it. And then I've just been stuck in it ever since because it's such an incredible, fun and growing and changing industry.
Yeah, there's nobody that we've met in cruise that says they don't like
no.
it. I have to tell you, it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
That's a fun foray into the industry.
So, all right, but what's it like for you now, you know, going up against some of the larger operators that you've worked for as you grow the Scenic Group here in the U.S. with Travelers?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, one of the things that's so great about the industry is we're all very friendly competitors because we do believe that there is something out there for everybody and each of our brands really specialize in something for a unique audience. So we're small, you know, we're very targeted to a luxury clientele, somebody that's looking for these kind of bucket list destinations that we've spoken about. We work very closely with very targeted group of travel advisors that have these kind of clientele. So it's very different than what the Royal Caribbeans or others are looking for today when they're very family and multi-generational, you know, focused. So for me, especially this time in my life, the kind of vacations that we offer on Scenic and Emerald is what I personally do. I actually went on Emerald Sakara for New Year's with a group of 22 people from age 18 to 65, by the way. So it was really amazing being on this small yacht with such an age group of people who had all had an incredible time.
Well, Ken,
I love being in this sector now.
This has gone by quickly. Really quick, what do you think is the biggest misperception people have, non-cruise travelers have about the business? Do you have a 10-second answer on that?
I think the biggest misperception is that they just think cruising is all about being with thousands and thousands of people in buffets, and it's completely different than that.
Oh, very true on that. Well, folks, listen, the voice you've been hearing with us for both the B and C blocks today is Ken Muscat, and ScenicUSA.com or EmeraldCruises.com is where you'll find more information. Plus, you'll get all the cruise specials, itineraries, and more, so you can go check them out. Ken, really enjoyed the check-in. Thank you very much. Give our best to Robert and the team, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
I will for sure. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Ken. Good information for him. Happy to have him aboard with us. Both Scenic and Emerald are two brands in travel, folks, with a lot of mojo right now, and they're gaining in popularity more and more each day.
Yes, they are. All right, the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour as we get the latest on Pigeon Forge. But up next, getting your boss to let you work from anywhere will be the topic. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.